In Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, the Pasuk says, Ki ignoi v'ish shar oiseh. If a man steals an ox or a sheep, utuvachoi oi mechoroi, if he slaughters it or sells it, chamisha voko yushalim tachas ashar, he shall pay 5 cattle in the place of the ox, v'arbatzoin tachas haseh, and 4 sheep in the place of the sheep. This is known as tashlumei dalet vehei. Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa regarding the avera of the egel, "Vayipol min ha'om b'yoymahu kishloishes alfei ish," that the Bnei Levi killed on that day 3,000 people who worshipped the egel. There is a cryptic medrash on that pasuk which says, "Vayipol min ha'om b'yoymahu kishloishes alfei ish hadohu dichsiv." This is the meaning of the pasuk, "Chamisha voko yishalim tachas ashor." By Tashlumei Dal Vehei, one pays 5 times the value of the shar. The obvious question is, what's the connection between the 3,000 people killed by the Egel and the Knas of Tashlumei Dal Vehei? And the Vilna Gaon answers with a Pasuk in Koheles, Perek Zayin Pasuk Chofches. The Pasuk says, Odom Echod Me Elef Motzosi, V'isha Bechol Eile Loi Motzosi. The Gaon explains the Pasuk, referring to the avera of the egel. Odom echor me elef matzasi. One man out of 1,000 I have found to have worshipped the egel. V'isha b'chol eile, but an isha b'chol eile. Eile referring to the egel, because there Klal Yisrael said, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. So isha b'chol eile, an isha sinning by the egel, an isha by the avera of Eile Elohecha Yisrael, loy matzasi I did not find. Because the Noshim did not worship the Egel. Isha b'chol eile loy matzasi. Asks the Vilna Gaon, if ish echor me elef matzasi, one out of 1,000 people worship the Egel, that means out of the 600,000 Jews in the Midbar, one out of 1,000 would mean that 600 men worship the Egel. If so, asks the Medrash, why did 3,000 die? Says the Gaon, this is what the Medrash is telling us. 3,000 people were killed by the Egel. And the question is why? If Ish Echer Me Elef Matzasi, only 1 out of 1,000 sinned, that means only 600 sinned. So why did 3,000 die? On that, the Medrash says, Hadohu Dichsiv Chamisha Voko Yishalim Tachas Ashar. Tachas Ashar refers to the Avera of the Shar, the Egel. And when they worshipped the Egel below, they were poigim in the shar above that was in the Merkava Shalmala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since there is a din of Dal Vehei, Chamisha Voko Yishalim Tachas HaShar tells us that for the Avera of the Shar, Avera of the Egel, the punishment is 5 times the amount. Therefore, says the Medrash, even though 600 sinned, 3,000 were killed. Hadohu Dichsiv Chamisha Voko Yishalim Tachas HaShar. The second part for this week is the Pasuk says in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf, that if a master hits his Evik Knani or Shifcha Knanis with a rod and the slave dies, the master is Chayiv Misa for killing his slave. However, if the slave lives 24 hours from the time of the blow, then the master is not Chayiv Misa. As the Pasuk says, Ach im yoim o yoimayim ya'amoid, but if the slave will survive 24 hours, lo yukam, the master shall not be avenged, ki chaspayu, because the slave is his property. Rav Bunim Mipishischa explains this pasuk sharply b'derech drush, and he says there are people who all year around rush through their tefillos. They daven without kavana, and there are only 2 times a year when they have proper kavana, and that is one day Yom Kippur and 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Says Rav Bunim, Hashem does not totally value one who davens only during those days and not the rest of the year. And he says that is pshat in the pasuk. Ach im yoim o yoimayim yamoid. Yoim referring to the one day of Yom Kippur. Yoimayim referring to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Ach im yoim o yoimayim yamoid. If one only stands in tefillah, yoim, one day Yom Kippur, o yoimayim, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Lo yukam. This is not considered standing in tefillah. Why? Ki chaspayhu. Such a person is only worried about his parnasa, and he is therefore focusing on his tefillahs only during those 3 days a year. Someone who is really concerned about his connection to Hashem, and someone who is really concerned about perfecting his level of Ruchnius. Such a person has Kavana all year round, and not only on Yoim, the one day Yom Kippur, or Yoimayim, the 2 days Rosh Hashanah.